হ্যাঁ, খুব অনেক লোকে সব খাওয়া দাওয়া করছে, জল দিচ্ছে, যেন চার দিচ্ছে।
Whenever there is wisdom and love, it is a very beautiful thing to behold. And it is very kind of the higher powers that be that they send a very wise and loving being as Narayan Maharaj to make the heart feel light in an atmosphere of this world which is very dense and hard to find high qualities. We live in a time right now where everything seems to be on the verge of even destruction. Even at one time, our Prabhupada said, there will be a time when you will have to learn to be at peace with yourself and to find love of Krishna even far away from the temples. Whatever he meant by that could mean anything. But the great gift that Maharaj gives is the same as that gift that Prabhupada gave. And that is that the force behind this whole creation is sentient. And it is personal. And it is capable of being reached with the intent to know and to love and to serve. And that is non-different in any way than what Prabhupada said. And we have to... Being that no individual jiva is created exactly the same, just as each snowflake is different, no one will preach the beauty and glory of God in exactly the same way. And that is what makes each one of us a beautiful part of God. And for anyone to doubt or fear your beauty and your wisdom and your strength is an unfortunate thing. And as Prabhupada said, the business of a devotee is to make those who are unfortunate fortunate. So being a part of this whole organism of Krishna consciousness, it's not anything that needs to be stuffed into anyone. It's just a matter of within your heart blessing whoever you come in contact with, that they open themselves to the beauty of Krishna and Radha and understand that this isn't a lonely universe, that God and Goddess Radha and Krishna, they hear, they feel, they see everything, and that being a part and parcel of them, we can all become wise and beautiful, like the examples we have here. Thank you for taking care of my daughter and for all of Prabhupada's sons and daughters and for bringing everyone closer to Radha and Krishna.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च patitanam pavanevhyo vaishnavebhyo namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurate gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadalaye krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya namo yam prabrajantam anupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano virahakataraya juhava putreti tanmayataya tarvobhinedo tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanto tavaivasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vigyane radhe
First of all, my millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet pipe of my Paramaradhyatam Om Vishnu Parashishmad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and same millions of my Dandvat Pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I see, I am satisfied and very happy that here so many sincere and senior devotees or disciples of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj are here. And anyhow, they are all helping. So much qualified they are. I think that he is mercifully sending all to preach his mission and object. Otherwise, how you all have come and joined? I know Sripad Vrindavan Prabhu for a long time.
Bhagavan
Prabhu. At that time I saw him in sannyas form. How beautiful! Like golden collar with a danda and saffron cross.
Like a teenager boy.
Very attractive. And he was one of the pillars of Swamiji at that time. I know him. I want his same image. I want that he should also preach the mission of Swamiji. I know he is a very good artist. Prabhu. What name?
Bharadaraj
Prabhu. I want to see him in Vaishnav form. Mahaprabhu told that go.
Sanatan,
you should go and be
civilized.
Be gentle. I want to see you in that form. And preach the mission of your Paramaradhya Dev, your Gurudev. Don't be covered and be hide anywhere in a cave. I don't want. You are so qualified persons. So you should come from your what? Bill?
Hermitage.
Be out with us or anywhere preaching like Mission the Swami. Love and affection for all. Really, love affection for Krishna. Today, we observed
Annakut Mahotsav.
Mahamahotsav of
Giriraj Govardhan.
Who is he? Who is he? Pramadamadan Leela Kandare Kandare रचयति नमजुनु दंतमश्मिन्न मंदा इतकल का लार्तक लग्न कस तद्दयोर्मे निज निकट निवासम दे. All the secret sweet pastimes of Radha, Krishna and gopis and gopals. Oh, in the caves of, in the groves of Giriraj Govardhan. So I think Govardhan is not a male. Never. Otherwise, how Radha and Krishna playing so much gropes leela, kunja leela there in front of a male? It is absurd. So Giriraj really? Oh, he has come from the heart of Radhika. No? Not that Krishna became Giriraj Govardhan, but really, Giriraj Govardhan came from the heart. It has been written in Tapanya, Tapani Upanishad and other
faiths.
So, we observed the Annakut Mahamosa of Govardhan today. Oh, there was 3 months. By Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave his Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Giriraj Govardhan. What? Like first of Srila Raghunath Das Rupa Goswami and Guru. Kuru Pratyasam Tan Govardhanattam. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan, Rupa Goswami is telling. I have so many desires, and it cannot be told to any other person. Very, very confidential. I want to serve Radha Krishna Kanjugal in the groves of Giriraj Govardhan. In so many ways, being the Med Dasi of Srimati Radhika, personal. So, I have this hope. Please
bestow your mercy.
Bestow your mercy for me. And nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhan. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan. Where you give so many things to Krishna and his cowherd boy. Grasses. Oh, very beautiful sweet water. Oh, shade of Kadamba tree and other trees. And you fulfill the desires of Gopals, cowherd boys, giving beautiful ornaments of flower to Krishna and Radhika and all. Thala jala tala shashpai bhuru chaya patipade anukalam hanta sambardhyanga Tri Jagati Nijagotram Sarthakam Khyapayan Me Nijanikar. In so many ways. So, O Giriraj Govardhan, please keep me in your lotus feet in Giriraj Govardhan. And kindly he has given opportunity to me and also to you all. For a long time I was desiring that I should be in Govardhan anyhow. For more than 50 years. But now he has taken me also. He has given a place. And I think in Kartik month, oh, you are all invited to be there. And so thank you. And third what?
Jatraiva Krishna Vrishabhanu Putra Dhanam Grihitam Kalaham Vitene Sute Spihajatra Mahatatahasri Govardhanome Dishatamahe Govardhanome Dishatamahe.
Oh, Giriraj, I have so much hope, and with this hope I have come to you. Where? Oh, Srimati Radha and Krishna were quarreling in so many ways. So many ways. There are so many big stories. I want to be there and to hear all these sweet pastimes. Oh, I pray you that give me a very good place in your lotus feet, so that I can remember always weeping, weeping, weeping bitterly, heart melting. I should be there. I don't want to remember any worldly what matters. Nothing, nothing. Always singing that. So we have observed Giriraj Govardhan Annakoot. And really it was very beautiful, very beautiful. I want that each year, every year, it should be observed like this. Where I am coming or not, you must do it. And you should see how wonderful. From all the states of America, here and there, Hawaii, a very small island, and from there 25 devotees have come. And wonderful what? Oh, Vrindavan Prabhu. Bhagavan Das also has been attracted. And so many personalities like you. I think that this is really new Vrindavan. New Braja. This is. So now I want to explain something from the Bhajan Rahasyam of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is the object and mission of Swamiji or Guru Paramparas, especially of Rupa Goswami. I think that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Rupanuga, Shrestha, high class of Rupanuga. And he is what? Embodiment of also, manifestation of Gaur Shakti Galadhar. So I think that you should be inspired so much that even returning to your home, now you should give more importance to do bhajan. Remembering, reading the books of Swamiji thoroughly, and how to develop our Krishna consciousness, you should try to do. Always engage yourself to, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur Arup Goswami has told, Akhil Krishnarthe Akhil
Chesta Parayan.
And second,
Krishnarthe Akhil Bhogte.
What is the meaning?
Srila Rupa Goswami Pai has given two instructions by which our lives can become perfect. Krishnarthe Akhila Chesta Parayan. It means that every single endeavor, all of our energy totally, should be used only and exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna and in the service of Krishna. And conversely, Krishnarthe Akhila Bhogat Tyag. For the sake of the service of Krishna, one must be ready to give up all kinds of material sense gratification and comforts.
Oh, you remember? Kaha Moro Rupa, Kaha Sanatan?
Jainila Prema Dhana.
Jainila Prema Dhana. You should try to sing this. Very short.
Jai Hind, Jai Hind, Jai Hind.
here. Oh. Do you remember the senior devotees? How your Gurudev came without any farthing in this country? And how he began his preaching from New Jersey or New York?
New York.
Of Tompkins.
Tompkins Square Park.
And made hippie happy. Still there are so many hippies here, but in happy. Oh, high class of devotees. Oh. Do you remember all these things? How he preached his mission and preaching centers all over India and all over the world here. And how he distributed his books. You remember all these things. So, Narottam Thakur is remembering. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? How he gave up his older mother, old mother? Newly married.
Vishnupriya Devi.
No daughter, sons. There was nothing to eat in his house. And how he took sannyas, he became nishthuk,
cruel-hearted,
and gave up all these things. And how he went to Jagannath, and from here, there, and twist. At that time, Advaita Acharya. But now where he is? And weeping bitterly. So you should tell.
Gyan Tavarandasa Gyanandana Salaka Chakshuram Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has manifested from the core of his heart into this world his very deep feelings of separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from his Guru Varga, and from all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that we can take shelter of the vehicle of his attachment for them, and it will carry us to the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatana and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is he saying? Jaya Nilo Premadana Karna Prachur Heno Prabhakotugela Acharya Thakur. This whole world was in a dark condition. Hardly anywhere was there any pure devotion. All were engaged in karma kanda and logic and grammar and arguing over so many things. Sri Advaitacharya, he could not tolerate the suffering of all the living beings in this world. So he began to chant the name of Krishna in a loud voice, thunderous voice, with tears, and worshipping his Thakurji by Ganga Jaland Tulsi Patra, leaves of Tulsi. And in this way, by his very pitiful cries, he brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu down from Swetadvip, and he manifested in this world. So, Janilo Premadana Karna Prachur, where is that that personality who was filled with abundant mercy and who brought down into this world the treasure of Braja Prem in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is such a person? Srila Narottam Das Thakur is feeling separation from Advaitacharya and crying, when will I have the chance to meet with him, to see him, such a merciful personality? Kaha mora swarup rupa, kaha sanatan. Where is my Swarup Damodar, Sanatan Goswami, and Rupa Goswami? Where is the very kind person who was very merciful to all the fallen living entities? Who? Raghunath Das. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed, Yaditschera vasam rajabhuvi saragam pratijanur yuvadangam tachet paricharitum ara dabilase sarupam si rupam saganam niyatasya grajamapi sputam prena nitya sadat tadasadat stram srinumana. He's saying here, my dear friend, that means my own mind. Oh, my dear mind, please listen to me. If at all you have the desire to attain residence in transcendental Braj and there directly engage in the service of Radha and Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan, then just do this one thing. What is that? Very deliberately, with all your heart, call out again and again, bow down again and again, and specifically remember the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami Pad, Sanatana Goswami Pad, and all of the acharyas in that varga. So as Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad has instructed in Manasiksha, practically Srila Narottam Das Thakur is praying in this verse, Kaha Mora Swarup, O Swarup Damodar, where are you? You who would spend all night in the Gambira with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pacifying his feelings of separation and reciting so many verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita Govinda, Chandidas Vidyapati, from all of the books full of Brajarasa and inspired and trained in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You who bestowed kindly your mercy, so much love and affection upon Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, where is that Swarup Damodar? Where is that Sanatana Goswami, who was friend of everyone in Brajamandal and who saved the life of Raghunath Das Goswami when he wanted to give up his life out of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar? And where is that Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, who wrote Ujjwala Nilamani, who wrote Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Dan Kali Comedy, so many beautiful books of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and gave them in the hands of the Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami and others? Where is such a personality as Rupa Goswami? Then he's saying, Kaha Mora Bhatta Yuga, Kaha Kaviraj, where is Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who as a small child served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came to his home in Sri Rangam? And where is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who would recite Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Geet, Gopi Geet, Pranay Geet, in Seva Kunj, and Srila Rupa Goswami Pad and all Goswamis would hear how he would sing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam in so many different tunes and melodies and cause everyone to be immersed in the ocean of praying, all are crying and rolling on the ground. Where is that Raghunath Bhakta Goswami? And where is Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad, who directly heard all the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Raghunath Das Goswami himself at Radha Kund, who in his old age, when he could hardly see, he could hardly breathe, he has given the treasure of Sri Chaitanya Charamrita, which is the life and soul of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Where is that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? Then he's saying, Pashane kutipo mata anale pashibo.
Goranga gurer nidhi kothagale pabo.
Goranga gurer nidhi kothagale pabo. And where? Where is Satinandan Gaurahari? Sri Krishna himself, adorned with the beauty and the sentiments of Srimati Radhika, who came into this world to distribute this Mahaprema Rasa, Unnata Ujjwala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam, to give a love that had never ever been given before in this day of Lord Brahma, the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Where is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He was here only a moment ago. Or where did he suddenly go? I will break my head upon a stone, or I will enter into a fire. Or where is he? Narottam Das Thakur is feeling very desperate. This mood has come. Kenova Acharya Pran, Kisuka Paya,
Lavia,
Narottam Dasa Keno, Nagyalo Maria. He's crying. How am I staying alive? I have missed my chance. Like Guru and Vaishnavas, they gave so many chances and so much mercy to me. But I have squandered everything. I have lost everything. The jewel of Prem, I have lost it only due to my own ignorance, my own carelessness. And even though I am bereft of the association of Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, even though I am bereft of their association, how, without their association, will I get any happiness? And if there's no happiness for me, what is the use of staying alive in this world? And even though I have no reason to live, still, I cannot die because my heart is so hard. Why have I not died in separation from them? So finally, Srila Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Sei Sabha Sangira Sange, Jai Kolo Vilas. So many associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
they've performed pastimes with him. Say Sangana Payakande Narotamadas. Not being totally bereft of their association. Even especially Narottam Das Thakur is remembering his Abhina Atta. His heart and the heart of Ramachandra Kaviraj, they're like one. His nearest and dearest associate. But he's so choked in an ecstatic feeling of separation, he cannot even bring himself to utter the name Ramachandra Kaviraj. So only saying, all of these associates and high-class Vaishnavas, I am bereft of their association, and therefore, what can I do? I can simply cry and cry and cry. Please be merciful to me.
So, Prem has two sides. Meeting and
separation.
For us, sadhak jeev, our separation is more glorious. It is very favorable for jeevas. But where separation comes, where so much attachment for that person or personality, oh, separation may come. But no attachment, no separation. If you have separation, you have so much attachment for your Gurudev, then for him, oh, separation can come. Always, heart melting, tears coming, this will come. But you know, attachment to Gurudev, those who have not served Gurudev, not serving Gurudev, no attachment, how can he feel separation for his Gurudev? Oh, the love and affection and separation for Krishna and Mahaprabhu is very far away. Very, very far. So, charity begins from
home.
So, everything will begin from Guru and Vaishnava. So, you should try to have so much attachment to your bona fide or high class of Guru. I think that what attachment was first when I met my Gurudev. He took from this worldly
existence
position and he took my what?
Shikha.
And dragged me. At that time, I never thought of his highest glories. Gradually, I am understanding how glorious he was. How glorious. Other man, otherwise a man cannot feel his Gurudev. Gurudev glory. I have seen so many leaders here and there in Vrindavan there. They want to glorify their Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. But I think that they cannot touch even the lowest
degree
glory of their Gurudev. How can they? I told anywhere in my class, what is his Guru glory? What is his pranam mantra in second line?
Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine.
What is Gauravani? They don't know. How he was preaching Gauravani. What is Gauravani? Oh, the glories of gopis.
Aradhyo Bhagavan Brijeshatam Yastadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Bhajapad Bhargaini Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Prima Pumartoma.
Oh, this is Ramya Kachit Upasana Bhajapad Bhargaini. Oh, there are so many kinds of bhakti and devotees. They serve Radha Krishna in so many different ways. Oh, even Shakhas of Braja. Shubhal, Siddham, Madhumangal and all that. Very dear to Krishna. Mother Yashoda, you know, she can bind Krishna with his love rope. She can bind. But more than that, oh, Krishna, gopis can bind by the eye core of eyes to Krishna forever. They can take Krishna in their hearts. Krishna has admitted this fact. in Kurukshetra. He admitted. Oh, they took me in their heart and embraced and forever. I cannot repay them. So Gopi's love and affection is so high. Oh, this is Gaurubani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came forward. Anarpita charing chirat karuna avate samarpayitum unnata ujjvala rasam sri bhakti sri hari kapura sundara dyut kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare to give, to present what thing? Unnata ujjvala rasa sri, not ujjvala rasa, ujjvala ras. Oh, he wanted to what?
Experience.
Taste, eh?
Taste.
It cannot be given. It cannot be given. It is the only wealth of Srimati Radhika's heart. He can taste this. Eh? But what can be given? The beauty of that Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. It can be given. And for this he can. Really, our Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all of my Gurudev, my Sikya Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati Thakur, he had not come only to me to preach kirtan. Oh, you can also do that thing. And you are doing kirtan preaching here and there. Oh, he did it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? With kirtan he gave love and affection highest. Oh, of Gopi Prem. Others cannot give. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give. So, Namo Mahabhadnanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura. And for the same, oh, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shishmat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Tinam Shri Vatsabhayami Devi Daitaya Madhurya Ujjala Premadhyam Madhurya Ujjala, what is it? Unnata Ujjala Rasa. He was expert. You are very near and dear maidservant of Srila Srimati Radhika. He descended only to give this thing, sprinkle this mercy. That we should realize this fact. So I think, oh, this is what the highest mood of, highest teaching or object of preaching of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Mostly his disciples could not understand this. Oh, they think that Narayan Maharaj is what?
Minimizing
him. But why they are thinking? Because they are ignorant of all.
They are minimizing themselves.
They cannot touch his glory. So I want to give his real preaching object. Oh, he came for this. A lame person, like me and you, we are preaching kirtan here, near Nagar Sankirtan, making some money also, positions also. Oh, dancing. Oh, only today boy, newly coming. And he can dance so much. I cannot dance like them. 24 hours. Oh, this is not so high. Oh, that mood is why he is dancing. He is not dancing. His love and affection is making him dance. This is the thing. He wanted to give these things. The love and affection, highest love of affection of Gopis, he wanted to give. So his mission was this. And we want to give all these things. Like a stream of river, Ganges River, always flow. I don't want that your bhakti should be stopped at a place. Otherwise it will be contaminated and polluted. And you will be like others, or always falling down, because nothing is there. A man has left his wife, children, worldly position and everything. But
still he has no ruchi, and I am telling of Krishna Shakti, the fifth stage. If he has not come to this point, what he will do? Even ruchi has not come. He must fall. He is fallen, not to fall down. He is really fallen down. Whether he is in sannyas form, or renounce order, or brahmachari, or anything. Oh, form has no speciality, nothing, no importance. Mood has some importance. So you should try to realize all these things. I'm telling you, what? And that is why, in fifth stage of Krishna Shakti, I was explaining yesterday, I began, Ainandatam. Weeping bitterly, he is dead. Heart melting. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam ma bishamay avam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaj sthita dhulshadrisham vichinta. O Prabhu, O Nanda Tanuj, O Yashodananda, don't forget me. Don't take me out of your lotus feet. I want to be there to serve. You know, that gopis has prayed like this. Gopis also. Those are serving. Oh, there. What is slow? Tanne tanno prasid vijnagne.
Tanne
prasid
vijnagne.
Tanne prasid vijnagne. Tanne He is also praying. Even Nanda Dosa, Nanda Baba, in separation mood, he also prayed like that. So Krishna Dasyam is very beautiful. Very beautiful. Krishna Dasyam are two kinds. What? Oh. Left and right side. Right side of the Krishna service. And left? Oh, Srimati Radhika. Left side is more Rasavaha. Rasavaha means
full of mellows.
So, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Kripayato Pat Pankaj Dhuli Sadrisham. Oh, at this time, in the fifth stage of sadhana, sometimes Siddhade is coming in a abhas.
Semblance of Siddhade.
What is Siddhade? Each jeev is part and parcel of Supreme Lord. As Krishna has his form, beautiful body, beautiful crooked eyes, melody in him. Everything is there. In same way, all the jivas, though they are conditional here, but in their seed of what? Constitutional position, very beautiful form is there. Very beautiful, attractive body is there. So that they can attract even Krishna. And very high class of modes are there. But now they are covered with Maya in latent position. What is sadhana? Kriti sadhya bhavita sadhya bhavasya sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam vidha. Oh, there is everything is there in constitutional position but latent. Only sadhana can do what?
Manifest it.
Manifest. Oh, it may keep out the covering, but take out
remove,
the covering,
remove the covering,
and then he will know. Now this, in this way, in this stage of love, sadhan, somewhat semblance of the Siddha Sarip, or he sometimes sees. He sees. Sees, okay?
Yes.
He sees. That what I am. I'm Subal Sadam's any of cowherd boy's servant. Either I'm Vidashi of Nand Baba and Yashoda. Either I'm any dashi of Rukmanjari or anyone. And it comes. At that time what begins? Heart melting, crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling for this. I have come to remind you that you are also part and parcel of Supreme Lord, and in your constitutional position you have same thing, very beautiful form of Braja. Otherwise you cannot have come to in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I am very strong.
Emphasizing.
I have that idea, strong idea, that all, whether you know or not, or you are all eternal servant of Krishna, and you have very beautiful, attractive form and modes. Otherwise, if you have not that, then you will have gone to Ramanujacharya. You have gone to Madhvacharya or Ballabh, or you have gone to Christianity or Buddhism.
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 Or Sankar Sampradaya.
So I am very happy. Mahaprabhu has acted. But don't do any offense. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Otherwise, Hathimata upade vachinde tar sukhdaya pada. If you have any doubt about your guru, and if your Gurudev is bona fide and qualified, and if you have doubt any, he has some devotion, but he is not expert like me. As I am an expert in worldly things, I can make money, Prabhupada can not. What is this? This is very...
Goofism.
Lack of guru, like goofy.
Offensive.
Guru avagya.
Guru avagya. So don't have this. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Try to give honor all Vaishnavas who are even not initiated. Not initiated even. Or try to be. Tina dapi suni chena. Taro lapi sati. Amanina amani. Kirtanya. Always remember. Otherwise, you also follow the same line which all are going depreciating. All. So you should know too. For thousand and thousand births, you collected some
sukriti.
Now you have come to this position. Don't go
down.
Down. So, at that time, a semblance of your Siddha Sarir will come. Don't worry. Utsaha, Nasya, Dharya, Tattat, Karma, Prabha, Sangatyaga. What is the meaning? You, Prabhu. What is the meaning?
Microphone, please.
This verse is the third verse that Srila Rupa Goswami wrote in his Upadeshamrita. Utsaham nishchaya darya tat tat karma pravartana sangatya agatsato vrite sadbir bhakti prasiddhati. Utsaham means should have confidence. Enthusiasm. For those things which are related to bhakti. Utsahan Nishchayat. Nishchayat means confidence in all the principles of bhakti, and Nishchayat Daryat. Daryat means patience, thank you.
If bhakti is not coming, but even you should have a strong faith and hope. And tolerate.
Patient.
Oh, it will come. Short it will come. Like this.
Tat karma pravartanat means that he will.
Like Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu, always engaged.
In relationship to the nine angas of bhakti and the other principles of advancing in bhakti, he will stick to those things. He will avoid all those things and all those people that deviate him from bhakti. And he'll always follow in the footsteps of the great saints and acharyas in the line of bhakti, sadbir, bhakti, prasidhyati. These particular six things will always help him advance in Krishna consciousness.
I think the reason he can't fall down are two. No utsah. And secondly, offense. Otherwise, no reason of fall down. So don't do offense any to any Vaishnava, to any related, anything to related to Krishna and Mahaprabhu and all. And thus you can go up. Now, I wanted to tell you so many things. And so good things are explained in Bhajan Rahasyam. But time is very short. Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, we will have to give this place. A new place we will have to give. And I wanted to finish this book. But one chapter even I could not finish. So, when this stage comes, I'm telling for your future, that what he thinks, how he thinks, and Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has told. I told you yesterday, perhaps, about Bilva Mangal Thakur, Krishna Karanamrita, one shloka, and one shloka of Srila
Prabodhananda Saraswati.
I'm going to explain what it is. Very high class of mood. Venu kvadantam Venu karan nipatitam Skhalitam sikhandam Brashtam chapita basanam Brajarajasum Jasya kataksya sarabhata vimochitasya Tangradhika paricharami kadarasena Venu karan nipatitam. Oh, his Bhakti Vinod Thakur is explaining this. Anurag, you know? Nitya Naveen, always Naveen. Gopi never, Srimati Radhika tells, I've never seen this black one, never in my whole life. Lalita is telling, I saw you sitting in the lap of this black today, I saw. Never I have seen. That was another person. Not this person. So, Asamordha. What is the meaning of Asamordha?
No one is greater or parallel. No one is equal to him.
That Asamordha. Anurag, love and affection. In English, only love and affection. Good or bad, for worldly prem, for transcendental prem, same thing. But in Sanskrit, not like so. Worldly prem is called lust. not
love,
not no prema, but oh, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then rati, then prema, sneha, man, raga, anurag, bhava, maha. Oh, these are different gradation of love. Not same all, but English has no word. Only one word. Anyone cannot define all these things. Oh, only word for all. So here, asamordhachamatkari, mahabhav in gopis. Oh, this fifth stage, he can think about that thing. From where? Oh, from the high class of association, like Madhavendra Puripar, Ishwar Puripar, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanand. Oh, from Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Krishna Das Kavi, Kaviraj Goswami. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur is not less. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur also.
Seventh Goswami.
If we will anyone be in their association, they can think about this in the fifth stage, not before that. And that is for fifth stage is?
Asakti.
Asakti. Oh, here, he is giving example, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that what, how he thinks. Srila Saraswati Pad, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad. Oh, he is praying. When a time will come, I can serve Srimati Kishori Ju. In what way? Oh, with a rush. Fountain of what? In fountain of like a fountain. I can. And this is what love, Prabodhananda Saraswati is telling it in the Madanakha Bhav of Srimati Radhika. How is topmost love in affection? You should know that love is called Madanakha, who is only in Radhika, not even Lalita Vishakha, not even Krishna, not even in Krishna. And that is why he took the form of Chaitanya. And mood of Radhika. Only to realize what is Madanakha Bhav. And he is explaining that mood. he is telling once. Oh, Padma, you know, the best Sakhi of Chandravali. Anyhow, he gave some temptation to Krishna. Oh, Chandravali is very near boy here. And he will die if you are not meeting him. Oh. If you are waiting for anything.
Delaying.
Delay. Oh, she will die at once. At once you should. Come with me and meet her. Otherwise she must die. Anyhow, telling him. Krishna. And he took Krishna in the kunja of Chandravali. And what happened of Srimati Radhika? She is waiting for Krishna. I am waiting for dying. She is lamenting so much. Where is Krishna? She is so kata, virame kata.
She is desperate, feeling desperate. Anguish, pain. Feeling pain.
Yes. Oh, any Chatur Kinkari, very intelligent. Oh, like Rup Manjari, very intelligent. Oh, you should not lament. Oh, very soon I will bring. I must bring that cheater. He is good one, but Padma is very tricky. Tricky and crooked. Anyhow, he has given any temptation and she has brought. But I will bring her. Oh, very soon. Don't lament. Oh. After some time, she went there and told, oh, you are with Chandrauli, and very big demon like Keshi has come, and he will kill your father, mother, and all Brajavasi.
Cows, calves.
Cows and calves, and you are here. Oh, he told, oh, what to do? Oh, sir, oh, Chandravali, Padme, you should be here. And very soon I'm coming after killing that demon. Otherwise, he will kill all. So, wait a little, I'm just coming. And just he left for Radhika. Oh, she was lamenting so much. The time is over. Oh. Or tomorrow you should hear.
Because Rukmanjari take Krishna to Radhika, no need to take him out from Radhika's kund. Let him stay in Radhika's kund.
Not yet arrived.
No. 5 minutes. And if it is, then Hare go Kirtan. Oh, Kirtan for 2 minutes and then I will take rest and then I will tell. Any good Kirtan. Mali, not more than 5 minutes. I know. He will be till tomorrow. Oh, you cannot go. Anyhow, you will have to be here. Be kind to me.
Oh,
Rukmini brought strictly Krishna there in Radha. Up till now she was lamenting. When Krishna will come, when Krishna will come. But when Krishna came, at once she became crooked. Or like this. Where you had been? I don't want to talk. And he
turned
his face to her. Oh, this is the nature of high class of love and affection. Lamenting, lamenting, always weeping, weeping for him. But when he will come, oh, they will be
leftist.
Contrary mood.
Sanchari mood.
Contrary.
Oh, contrary.
Contrary, sanchari.
And when Krishna will go, then again, lamenting and weeping, weeping, where he is gone, he has gone. So, always, Prem has these things. And Krishna is so tricky. He is not less than anyone. If they are praying in a dakshinya mood,
rightist mood,
then Krishna becomes
contrary.
And when they are leftist, and then he will be rightist. But when any gopi or Radhika will be in rightist, submissive, then Krishna will be there. Here when Krishna came and he became very crooked. Oh, this is called Mahabhav stage. I have told something about this. You know that Krishna is so beautiful, charming, and his eyes are so crooked. His everything is crooked. He can attract all gopis. But when Radhika is looking towards Krishna, he is too attracted more. And what becomes at that time? Krishna, when he, like a arrow, his crooked eyes looking. And Krishna became murchit.
Murchit means
senseless. And what became? Venu karan nipatita. He was just standing, but he could not stand. Oh, Venu.
Slide down for me, son.
Oh, came down. Automatically. And more mokot. Beru. Venu kwan. Skhalitam sikhandam. Oh, it came down. And where it fell down? In the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And pita basanam, this. Pita basanam,
yellow cloth,
mani chadar.
The top cloth.
Even his yellow
dhoti.
It began to come down.
Became loose.
And he loose and come down. And Krishna became infant and he fell down. So, here he is telling. Prashtam chapich batanam bajara jasya kataksi sargatma mucha tang radhika. Supremacy of Radhika he is telling. Even Krishna, Supreme Lord, and by his one crooked
side glance,
all gopis can be attracted and they can be murchit, they can be senseless. And that very Krishna becomes senseless, giving up his float, his
peak
of feather and everything. And he comes down in the lotus feet of Radhika. So, such a Radhika, such Radhika, when I will be
fortunate
to serve Radhika lotus feet with rush and affection. Go, sadhak in the fifth stage of Asakti, he can somewhat realize and can remember these past times. Even those who have ruchi, they cannot do. And soon after this, a stage will come of Rati. His whole Siddha Deh will come, and in Ashtakali Lila he will always serve Radha and Krishna. And after that he will go to Prakat Lila of Braja, and thus very soon he will be liberated. Gaur Premanand. Hare one thing I want that this reading of books is part of preaching.
Main
part of preaching. We are doing so much preaching. But it may be that it will fly in air. But in books it is
black and white.
Everything is that. We are publishing of publication of crore rupees publications.
So many
books are coming. But I want that as you are very much
inspired
to distribute your Prabhupada books, I want that Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami's books also, and supplementary to that. Complementary to that, my books. About more than 40
titles.
And so many good Ujjwal Neen Mani, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Bhajan Rahasyam, and all so many books are coming. So I want that. We should make a plan to distribute these books. And I think very easy for you all. If you will give some attention, and you will want two books, five books, six books, you very easily you can distribute. So I think that we have some process that what name?
Nischint Prabhu.
Nischint Prabhu and
Radhakanta Prabhu.
Oh, you should both stand up.
Nischint Prabhu.
Both. And they will tell you how easily we can do. And if he will do, it will get service of Swamiji and also very help to me. And also it will be very helpful for all the devotees. So what you have planned? I want these books not for money. I want this that all should have books and they can see how glorious they are. And by that you can
advance
Krishna your Krishna consciousness. That is why. Very soon, quickly.
No problem.
Oh?
Yeah, here.
All the way you can see over again. You need 2 mics.
Begin.
You may remember
In the meantime, our Dhamma place will be ready. Without a minute delay, you should begin.
Thus ends the class on the 4th of May 2002 in the evening in Braja, New Braja. Hare Krishna.